Okay. Well, let's get started. Luke, my name is Phil, and on the phone with us are Kim Chavez and Phil Goode. I'm going to go through our interview questions, answer them best you can. If you have anything you want to add to them as we're going through them, by all means, don't hesitate to do that.
Okay.
Our work schedule is from 7 to 3:30, although I think the Kim crew now is working 4:10s. And I believe, Phil, correct me if I'm wrong, 6 to 4:30?
Correct.
Monday through Thursday, and a lot of the time, some of the guys will work on Fridays. And if the crew isn't working Friday, but you want to work Friday, we can probably eventually get you in a truck or something if we're hauling that area and let you work some Fridays. But that's going to be your guys' call. And Clell's, the position requires a Class A CDL. I understood that you took the test. Is that correct?
That is correct. I did take the written. And I'm scheduled for my medical exam on the 9th as soon as I could get in.
Okay. And as far as the driving portion of that, we typically in the past have allowed employees, once they get their permit, to go ahead and operate our trucks and stuff with, of course, with someone who's a licensed CDL driver in the passenger seat. But we offer that opportunity to employees so that it cuts down on the cost of their CDL acquisition by a bunch.
Okay.
But you have 90 days to get it if we decide to hire you. And the union position, I believe now it's an option. Is that correct, Kim?
Yes, that's correct. It's your option after 90 days if you want to join the union. There's an initiation fee of $200 and the monthly dues are $32, but it's totally elected right now. It's not mandatory.
Okay.
Describe your current most recent job responsibilities and duties. What have you been up to?
Currently, I'm still in law enforcement, deputy sheriff here in Colorado. So operate county equipment as far as a patrol vehicle, respond to calls for service, basically law enforcement duties, as far as that's concerned. So I have the supervisors I have to answer to, things of that sort.
Okay, describe your strengths, things that you do well.
Well, I am an individual that, if I'm explaining a task on what to do, I can do that as far as taking orders or operating in a certain capacity. As far as, every place I've worked in the past, they all operate differently. And so my strengths are being adaptable. And I've also worked with heavy equipment in the past before I got into law enforcement in high school and stuff like that. So I am familiar with equipment. And I show up to work and I'll ask questions if I don't understand how something is done. And so I think I'm adaptable and I have a relatively wide variety of working experience.
Okay, describe areas needing improvement.
Probably not taking things so personal whenever I'm getting constructive criticism. I generally want to do 100%, do my best. And sometimes I'm hard on myself if I mess something up. So I need to work on not probably being so hard on myself when it comes to making errors.
What things should you do before you operate any piece of equipment?
Make for sure it's safe. The area around the equipment is safe. Make for sure the equipment itself, the routine maintenance, oil levels, fluid levels, things of that sort are in operating range. And basically making for sure the area is safe before you move it, making for sure you as an individual are in a sober mind to be operating it.
describe your experience in the following areas. Have you operated heavy equipment like a dozer?
Yes, I have.
Doing?
Pushing trees, cedar trees.
A loader?
Yes.
Doing?
Unloading hay, loading hay on semis.
Motor grader?
No.
You ever been involved in installing culverts or cattle guards or maintaining them?
I've assisted with helping on culverts on a ranch, but not on cattle guards.
Truck driving?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Truck driving?
On the farm, on the ranch, I drove a little bit.
Snow removal?
Not with heavy equipment, snowblower.
Okay, no. Concrete work or asphalt work?
Done some concrete work, livestock tanks and stuff like that.
In addition to operating heavy equipment, what other skills would you bring to the job? Like, can you weld or do a little mechanicing or?
Yeah, I can do routine maintenance on equipment, you know, oil changes, fluid levels, tires. I can do some welding, cutting torch, something else that I could bring to the table, especially for the Kim areas. I'm familiar with the geographics as far as the county roads and stuff like that, which I realize is not really something that I have to respond to in a quick issue, but I do know where the county roads are, things of that sort.
Okay. What's been your experience with performing routine maintenance on heavy equipment?
When I worked for a company in Aguilar, Colorado, Doubletree, LLC is what it was called. I operated a Finn hydro seeder, and it was on a deuce and a half. And I would assist the main mechanic with oil changes and basically at his direction. So most of my working on heavy equipment has been at the direction of somebody to tell me, you know, hey, do this or hey, do that in the past.
Okay. What does preventive maintenance mean to you?
Kind of what I touched on a little earlier, making for sure that the equipment has the, you know, oil levels are where they should be, fluid levels where they should be, making for sure that, you know, belts are good on the, you know, equipment, tires are good. Making sure things like that will help the longevity of the equipment. Just checking on those things will make the equipment last.
Okay. Scenario questions. When installing a new barbed wire fence, what tools and materials would be needed?
Fence wire stretcher, gloves, wire, you need to wire pliers, possibly clips, possibly post hole digger, possibly tamping bar.
What's the line spacing between the posts?
The line space between the post?
Yes.
Approximately 15 feet.
And what's the line spacing for the braces, the H braces, or however you want to call them, on a fence line, straight fence line?
Well, I'm not, I wouldn't know that off the top of my head. Every place has done H braces and corners a little bit different from ranch to ranch. So I wouldn't know the generic answer to that.
Okay. You're installing a corrugated metal pipe, and I realize you said that you haven't had a whole lot of experience just some around the ranch, but take a guess at it. You're installing a corrugated metal pipe to carry irrigation water under a county road. How would you go about doing it?
Probably asking Quill, honestly.
All right.
I wouldn't know.
All right. No, that's fine. You're unsure of instructions from your supervisor. How would you approach this situation?
I would just ask for clarification. Hey, Quill, I got to install a, culvert. How do you want me to go about it? Will you come look at it when I'm done to make for sure if there's something I messed up on? Something like that.
Okay. How would you handle an upset citizen complaining about road and bridge work in your area?
I would try to speak to them, see if there's something that, as far as a low-grade operator, I could assist them with. If that continues, if they're upset, I would direct them to my supervisor, which would be Quill, and give Quill a heads up. Hey, I talked to so-and-so at the Kim Outpost. They're upset because their cattle guard hasn't been worked on, and this is what I explained to them and told them that I would let you know about it.
All right. What's been your background in safety training?
Well, in law enforcement, we do multiple trainings. We have to have 24 hours of continuous training every year here in Colorado. And so, driving, firearms, arrest control all require a certain amount of officer safety as far as that's concerned. So I've had, 11 years of continuing education in safety.
What measures would you take to notify the public that you and a crew are going to be working on a county road?
Well, to answer that 100%, I'd have to kind of see what, operating procedure is for something like that. But off the top of my head, I would think that that would be something that we would be directed by the foreman on, what we're going to do exactly if we're going to, I'd have to ask my foreman how we'd go about that. Off the top of my head, I'd think maybe, of course, putting signs up and things of that sort that there's going to be work on this road.
Okay. What role does safety play in your work on a daily basis?
Well, safety is very important, especially in this scenario, working with heavy equipment. I want to make a home at the end of my day. I would want my coworkers to be able to make a home, and I want the public to be safe and make a home. So safety, I think, especially dealing with heavy equipment, is very important.
All right. Have you ever been disciplined or suspended from any of your previous jobs? And if so, what are the details?
I have not been suspended. I have received a write-up in my career. One was accidental discharge of a taser. I was told if it didn't happen again, then there would be no other course of action, which it did not. And it was basically, it wasn't a foul play or wasn't messing around with it or anything. It was, I was trying to spark check the taser and failed to take the cartridge off and shot the wall. So other than that, I've had verbal, supervisor saying, hey, work on this or hey, do that, but no suspensions or anything.
Do you know any reasons why you wouldn't be able to perform all the job functions as described in our job description?
I would not. I don't know of anything that would keep me from being able to.
In the areas of Los Angeles County that you're familiar with, mostly the Kim area?
Correct. Kim and Branson areas I'm familiar with.
If you're offered the job, you need to take and pass a drug test and background check. Whoops, just a drug test. Excuse me, I thought I got this thing shut off.
You're fine. Yes, I would be able to pass a drug test and a background check.
If you're offered the job, you need to take and pass a physical at Pro Rehab, and I will pay for the assessment. You okay with that?
Yes.
You understand the requirements of the job, Luke?
Yes, I do.
Any questions you have of us or?
I guess the only questions I was looking on, trying to get a little bit better understanding of what the classifications of the operators are. I see there's an operator, it looks like a two-way. And I was just trying to understand. And then there's the operator, looks like the three, which it looks like that classification is directly below the foreman. And so just trying to kind of understand the differences in the operators.
Well, we have a 1A and a 2A, and Kim, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I get these twisted, but one of them has a Class A CDL, the other has a Class B CDL.
We and have operator 2B and 2A. So B is the B CDL, A is the A CDL, and then the three is a crew leader.
Okay. So since based on the 2A and the 2B, of course looks like there's a difference in the salary. How does the starting salary work? Is that just, I looked at the 2020 budget. It looks like from my understanding, it was the low end was 32,552. So would that be where I'd be starting?
Can I address that, Phil?
Sure. Yeah, that's I'm okay. Hoping.
Okay. So we no longer hire for operator B's. We always hire operator A's, and they start out at $15.50. After the 90-day probation, if you pass that satisfactorily, then depending on your endorsements, you'll get a raise depending if you have a tanker, if you have hazmat. But it does start out at $15.50. And could it go up to $15.65 or $15.75 if you have those two endorsements?
Okay.
And those endorsements, if you become a county employee, those endorsements, if you decide to pursue those, the county actually picks up the tab for those if you go after them.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
And Kim or Cleo, you guys have any other questions?
I don't.
No, I don't believe so. I guess you have to figure out a place to live within 30 miles of Kim, you know.
Yeah, Cleo, I don't know how familiar you are with where the Winners Ranch is, just right there on the county line, just basically a couple miles east into Baca County. That's where I would be.
Okay, just. East of Lloyd Haney's place.
Yep, correct.
Okay.
And we did talk about that when I called him to set up the interview. I did let him know he has to live in within a certain radius of the shop. He's aware of that.
All right. Sounds good.
If you're selected, when would you be available?
I basically would just need to be able to have enough time to put in a 2 weeks notice to my current employer.
Okay.
I know you said, I lied, I have something since you asked that question for 2 weeks. Luke, if we select you, I'll have to set you up with the drug test and the physical. Would you be able to do that within that 2 week period, or would you have to wait until that 2 weeks was over?
Oh no, I could do it so long as it was hopefully on one of my days off and make it a little bit easier. But yeah, within that 2 weeks time frame, as long as I had, you know, a little bit of notice, I could schedule it on, you know, one of my days off.
Okay, that would be good. Then if you're selected, we'll coordinate so that I make sure I try to get it. Right now, it used to be you can walk in and do a drug test, but it's appointment only. So okay. We'll have to coordinate that.
Okay. Makes sense.
Okay, if there are no other questions, then thanks for joining us, Luke. And Kim and Cleo, please stay on after he drops off.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Luke.
Okay.
We'll see ya.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Cleo.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thoughts?
I feel like I need to give him a chance. Making sure he is to help.
Yeah, I imagine. And I know this is off topic a bit, but have you heard why he's wanting to stop being in law enforcement? Because it kind of sounds like he's been here a while. Why he wants to stop being in law enforcement and make his way down here?
I haven't heard anything personally. I was trying to see what, let's see, his application, what he wrote.
He indicated to me that.
Did he sell his application?
Go ahead, Cloud.
Go ahead.
He indicated to me he was trying to move back to the farm.
Right. And it says House Bill 217. I don't know what that has to do with law enforcement jobs, or maybe they're planning on cutting police funding or something in the state. But anyway, I guess 217
was a mandate. Well, not a mandate. It's a law that's passed at the state level that's really holding deputies and sheriff's departments and PDs and PD departments. They're holding to a whole nother standard, in my opinion, of how they conduct business, frankly. So that could be part of it too, that that's what he alluded to.
Okay.
So right now he's working in Crowley County. Am I reading that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you're willing to give him a try, and I think that's a real good idea. I don't have to tell you that. You and Ricky and Sims and Kim can't keep up, or excuse me, Tim can't keep up. So, Kim, if you'll contact him and get the ball rolling, that would be a good thing.
Okay, I sure will. And, Clell, right. If I can get that original application back next payday.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will
Thanks,
do that.
Everyone.
With bye-bye. That,
thank you.